Hello, book lovers! I'm Rachel Barenbaum, author of the novels Atomic Anna and A Bend in the Stars, and you are listening to Check This Out from New Hampshire Public Radio and the Penn Faulkner Foundation. We all love summer, and today is our incredible sizzling summer recommendation show. This is one of my favorite shows to do every season because I get to ask some of my very favorite authors for their summer reading recommendations. Plus, I get to add a few of my own. Today, we're going to be checking in with local author Chris Bajalian. We're also going to check in with Sarah McLean, Catherine Center, Zibby Owens, and Jane Allen. These writers are all rock stars, and I can't wait to hear what books they recommend. To get us started, I have a quick recommendation from one of my very favorite local authors. Her name is Jessica Keener. She lives in Boston, and her newest novel is just out. It's Everything Begins the Day. This is one of those really quiet novels that sneaks up on you. It starts with two women living next door to each other just outside of Boston. One is trying to put her life back together after discovering her husband's affair, and the other looks like she has the absolute perfect family. And this is what I love, because it looks like it, but of course it's not, because one ordinary day, everything falls apart. Dun, dun, dun. I always love that plot twist. This is a novel about private grief that's really beautifully written. Also, it's filled with hope, and I love novels with hope. That's Evening Begins the Day by Jessica Keener. Now we're going to switch over to my first guest, Jane Allen. I am so excited to have her on the show today. We actually sat next to each other totally by chance at an Authors Guild event. And then I found out that she's the author of Black Girls Die Exhausted, which I loved. So of course I fangirled her all during dinner and asked her to come on the show and give me some sizzling summer recommendations. Jane, welcome to Check This Out. I'm so excited to have you here.
Thanks so much for having me, Rachel. I'm excited to be here.
So, you know, this is our sizzling summer recommendations show. So give me one book. What should we be reading this summer?
Well, I am really looking forward to a book by Charlene Obiobi. And the book is called Die For Me. And it is a steamy paranormal romance. Now, the thing you should know about Charlene as an author is she's actually a cardiologist. And she also writes novels, steamy romance novels. And this is her first paranormal romance. And I think seeing all of the romance girlies start to go into paranormal romance and adding all those elements to the steam, I'm super excited. It comes out in July. Very excited. July 14th.
Wow. Oh my God. And I love that she is actually a physician.
Yes. And so it's set in the world of an interventional cardiologist. And then this mysterious man comes into her life, into the hospital, and this whole romance, dangerous liaison unfolds. And so I love that she's brought her actual profession into the worlds that she writes about. So I'm very excited for this book.
I love that. You know, I just read also Freda McFadden just unveiled her true self. And she's also like, she's a brain surgeon or something on the side.
Yeah, right. I know we all have secret personas.
Yeah. So you, speaking of secret personas, Jane, this is actually also your pen name.
Yes.
So you open the door. We have to go there. Tell us about why you're Jane Allen in some places and in others you have a whole other persona. Tell us about it.
Sure. Well, in the boardroom, I'm Janique Aline Seeley. And in the pages of the books that I write, I'm Jane Allen. And when I first started writing fiction, I just wanted to have complete freedom to write my perspective, to write what I want to write, including all the steamy scenes and everything, and not feel judged, even if I wasn't being judged. And so that was why I chose to have a pen name. It gave me artistic freedom and creative freedom. And so now it's kind of become this side personality where if anybody has questions about what's in my book, I'm like, oh, that's Jane Allen. That's not me. That's her.
Yeah. I love that. All right. So, Jane, do you have another recommendation for us for a sizzling summer read?
So this is a book I think is very interesting. It's called The Revelation of Dion Daphnis. This is by Mara Brock Akil, and she is a television producer, very, very famous. She produced a show called Girlfriends, which is on television for a long time. She just had a hit show on Netflix called Forever. And this is her debut fiction in the literary world. And so we're getting the story of a woman becoming, finding her sexual agency, healing traumas and wounds, and really becoming her fullest self, becoming and blossoming. So I think it's a great read for summer, because I love that at the end of summer, I feel like the weather starts to get cold, but we don't have a new version of ourselves that we wanted. We just had a lot of fun. And so I love having a read that's entertaining, but also gives you some inspiration for a personal transformation. So I really love this book. The best read is The Revelation of Dion Daphne, and it's by Mara Brock Akil. She'll be everywhere. She was just on the Today Show. You're going to hear a lot about this book. So maybe you've heard it here first.
And it's a debut, so I've got to get a copy.
This is an exciting time for crossovers, where you're seeing film writers and directors and producers and actors come to the pages in literature. You have Viola Davis with her first novel, and she wrote with James Patterson. She has a debut, and I just co-wrote a novel with famed film director Malcolm D. Lee. The book is called The Best Man, Unfinished Business, and it brings the film franchise from the screen into the pages of a novel. And it's a completely different experience with those characters. So I'm just really excited about where we are right now in the literary space, and we're seeing so much crossover. It's exciting. So to wrap it up, my second recommendation is The Revelation of Dion Daphne. It's by Mara Brock Akil. We're getting to really delve into the mind of a very successful creator.
Jane, I can feel through the airwaves that you just read and read. Like, we share this passion and we are always reading. So give me another.
Okay, I'll give you one more. This is going to be a throwback. Okay. So this is Octavia Butler. So I am working on my first paranormal romance, and I always go for kind of a classic when I'm as a reference, when I'm doing something new. And so I have been reading Wild Seed by Octavia Butler, and it is such an incredible, it's an epic romance. I mean, these are immortals. They have all kinds of powers. They can't die. So if you can imagine having a romance with somebody and a love story with somebody who can't die and neither can you, how complicated and torrid and just, oh my gosh, it's so complex and so captivating to see how such a brilliant writer's mind conceptualized the magic of this story, the love interest, the love story behind this. So I've been fascinated by Wild Seed. So I know people know Octavia Butler most famously lately from Parable of the Sower, but she had some other deep selections in the crates. So I went and found Wild Seed, and that's my other recommendation, and that's what I'm reading. So
I mean, I have to say, Octavia Butler is genius.
Genius.
And like, why isn't everyone screaming from the mountaintops about her books?
I don't know. I'm looking forward to that day. And it's almost like she predicted some of the times that we're in. I mean, I hope that what is in this book is not a prediction, because I'm like, it's wild. I cannot imagine having a romance like this, you know, or changing into different forms and not being able to recognize the person. But she just, her mind, the way she structures and architects both the magic and the layers and the complexity in the world, it's just, anything she's done is a treat for sure.
People talk all the time about The Handmaid's Tale, right? And like Margaret Atwood, she saw the future, and like, yes, she did. And she's a genius. And your next breath should be, and Octavia Butler.
Yeah, it should be part of the same conversation. And I think, you know, it's great to be having these conversations and seeing various viewpoints. Because I said that all, I always say this, that the more viewpoints that you can get in your life, the more lenses you get on the truth of our existence. Like, we're all trying to answer the same questions. We're all trying to figure this out. And I think the more perspectives you can get, the more lenses you get on what is this mystery that we're living? You know, what is going on here? So go out and read Octavia Butler, Wild Seed, and have your mind blown, and find out what it means to have a love story with somebody who can never die, and neither could you.
Amazing. I'm going to go reread it. Jane Allen, thank you so much for joining me today on Check This Out.
Happy to be here. Thanks for having me, Rachel.
That was Jane Allen. Next up is Catherine Center. Before talking to Catherine, I just want to get three recommendations in really quickly. I'm not going to be able to tell you much about the books. Just trust me, they're so good. First off, we have local author Juliet Faithful. Her debut is just out, Liar's Dice, takes us to 1970s Brazil. Another book I'm really excited about this summer is by local author Joyce Maynard. Her brand new novel, In Wonderland, it's just out. It's about a golden summer where a woman trades her working class world for an elite Maine lakeside estate. Privilege and betrayal turn into a deadly game. I can't wait to get started on this one. That's Joyce Maynard, In Wonderland. And one more that I really am so excited for. It comes out, I think, next week. It's called Summer of Love by Carrie Mayer. It's so, so good. This book is really a love letter to California. It's about the transformative power of storytelling. Three women who make life-changing decisions. It's set in motion by the 1967 Summer of Love, of course, in San Francisco. This is by the author of The Paris Bookseller, Carrie Mayer. She is a local author, and this book is incredible. Summer of Love. Don't miss it. You're listening to Check This Out from New Hampshire Public Radio. I'm Rachel Barenbaum, and this is our Sizzling Summer Recommendations episode. We are so lucky to have Catherine Center coming back on the show. She's going to give us three books that she is super excited to talk about for summer reads. Catherine, welcome back to Check This Out.
Thank you. It's so fun to be here.
So I understand you have three books to recommend today. Where should we start? What's book number one?
So there's a book that I've been talking about for a little while because I can't stop thinking about it. And it's a book by a writer named Maureen Gu, and it's called One and Only. And it's a love story with a little bit of magical realism in it. And I loved this book so much when I read it that as I was getting near the end, my dog started giving me the hairy eyeball because she wanted to go on a walk. And I ignored her for as long as I can. And then I finally got up and I took the dog out for a walk and the book. And I wound up walking around my neighborhood with the book open, like tripping over cracks in the sidewalk so I could finish reading. And by the time I got to the end, outside on the sidewalk, I had shivers going up and down my arm. So this book has really stuck with me and I loved it. And I highly recommend to everybody.
What a recommendation. What is it like? Is there a character or a scene? Like, what is really sticking with you still, even now?
There's a kind of a past lives element to the story that is just so poetic. And when you finally figure out everything that's going on, it just clicks in this way that for me, like, made me a little bit teary-eyed. So it's kind of bigger than itself in this way that I found very moving. It's also very swoony.
I can't believe I hadn't heard of it. I'm definitely going to go look up this book right now. Actually, I just pulled it up on my screen. How about book number two? Catherine, what else do you have for us?
I just read a book called The Other Bennett Sister. And it's by Janice Hadlow. And I listened to the audio, actually, which is delightful. It's a spinoff of Pride and Prejudice. And it focuses on sort of the least appealing of the five Bennett sisters in Pride and Prejudice. She's sort of the one that everybody loves to hate. She can't sing. She's awkward. She almost ruins Lizzie's chances at a ball with Mr. Darcy in the original novel. So we all kind of are frustrated with Mary Bennett is the sister that it focuses on. And this book tells her story from her point of view. And you wind up loving her so madly and just rooting for her so hard to get away from her toxic family and get out in the world and spread her wings. I mean, it's really a story of personal growth, but it's also a swoony romance. I mean, there's a wonderful romance in the story. So I loved the book. And then also the BBC just made a 10-part miniseries of it that is also completely delicious. They did their homework. They made a great adaptation. So I recommend both.
I was just about to say, I have seen the advertisements for the BBC version everywhere. People are like swooning over that, let alone the book.
It's really, really well done. It's really well done. So I'm excited. When something comes along that's romance, that is well done, I just want to shout from the rooftops. It's incredible.
this book is expanding. It is selling more copies. And right, because all of a sudden it's a huge hit on the BBC and we're seeing audiobook, all these different elements are all feeding into the business of this book. That's amazing.
Yeah. I'm so glad it happened. It's like a cultural phenomenon.
Yeah. All right. Do you have one more for us?
I do. Well, I'm partway through a series that I'm completely obsessed with right now, and it's called The Unselected Journals of Emma M. Lyon. And it is literally the journals of this lovely, adorable, wry, plucky Victorian narrator named Emma M. Lyon. And this book also has been a phenomenon. Everybody that I talk to is reading this book. When I talk about it on book tour, there are like cheers going up in the audience. And I think it's just, she's been kind of downtrodden in a lot of ways. Life has not been kind to her. She lost both her parents, a weird old uncle stole her inheritance. She's got a lot of things that she has to figure out, but she's so kind of unstoppable, right? And she's so practical and she's so willing to kind of figure out how to go at life from different directions and muddle her way through. And she's hilarious. The story is funny. It's wry. It's charming. I think she might be the cutest Victorian narrator I've ever read in my whole life. She's just exactly what you want a character like that to be. I love it.
It sounds amazing. Catherine Center, thank you so much for joining me again on Check This Out. I absolutely love having you on the show.
It's great to talk to you. Thank you.
I'm Rachel Barenbaum. You're listening to Check This Out on New Hampshire Public Radio. Today, we are doing a very exciting special episode. This is our summer sizzling recommendations episode, and I'm bringing on some of my absolute all-time favorite authors to ask for a little bit of advice and a lot of summer reading recommendations. So next up is Chris Bojalian. He is one of my absolute all-time favorite writers. Like, I can't even list all the books that he's written that I love. He's also a Vermont local, so we love him here on NHPR. Chris, welcome to Check This Out.
Oh, Rachel, it's a pleasure to be back. Thanks for having me on.
Chris, you are one of the biggest proponents of new writers that I know and always recommending books. So I am really excited to have you today here on Check This Out for our sizzling summer recommendation show. I'm dying to hear, what are you reading?
Oh gosh, okay. I've got so many books that I'm just loving, but I have to tell you, all of the love Elizabeth Strout's new novel, The Things We Never Say, is getting is absolutely deserved. It is such a beautiful book. It's devastating, devastatingly beautiful, devastatingly smart, and devastatingly kind. Meet Arden Dam, revered high school history teacher in a Boston suburb in 2024, who is just starting to lose his grip. If he is not clinically depressed, he is beginning to find suicide an increasingly attractive siren. He and his wife and their son are all harboring secrets, those things we never say. This novel precisely, beautifully, and with unexpected power captures the fragility within all of us. And that last act, it is moving, even harrowing. The Things We Never Say by Elizabeth Strout, an icon.
I love books that have either an unreliable narrator or when you see a character starting to lose it, right? Because by the time you realize maybe they're not all together, you're thinking, well, how much did I trust that happened didn't actually happen?
Yeah, yeah. And clearly poor Artie Dam, this high school history teacher in 2024, is hanging on by a thread.
Wow. All right, it's on my TBR. I'll pretty much read any book you recommend, but also I love the books about people hanging on by a thread. Chris, do you have another recommendation for us for the summer?
Oh, I've got so many. Okay, this is a sophomore novel by Jenny Jackson. Jenny Jackson broke out in 2023 with Pineapple Street. Her new book is The Shampoo Effect, and it is one of the smartest, funniest, and most astute novels I've ever read about that liminal period when we are supposed to be responsible parents of small children, but we are still close enough to our own adolescence that we pine for the teenage freedoms we'd once taken for granted. An aspiring novelist, is savoring a fellowship to write her first book on a coastal village north of Boston, and there becomes part of a posse of 30-something parents and soon-to-be parents, a group that has been bonded since they were teens, and this new interloper upsets the status quo that has kept the peace. Unexpected pregnancies, marital revelations, sibling rivalries, emotional and actual infidelities, and all of it presented with a combination of great humor and profound wistfulness. The Shampoo Effect by Jenny Jackson.
I loved Jenny's first novel, and she was actually on this show before I was picked up by NHPR.
She's terrific. She's wonderful. And fun journalistic disclosure, I have known Jenny Jackson since 2004, when she was my paperback editor, and in 2010, when I needed a new complete total editor, I wanted it to be Jenny. And so Jenny and I have been working together for 22 years.
Wow. Wow. Wait, okay. I want to go back just for a second. You got to choose your editor. Like, you can get to a point in your career where you can request your editor.
I did, yes. My long-term editor at Random House left. And so I literally said to the powers that be, I'd like Jenny to be my new editor. And Jenny said, yeah, I'm all in.
You have just unlocked a whole other level of editing for me that to aspire to, right? That we can get to that level one day. Wow. I actually had Ron Charles on the show, the former books editor at The Washington Post. He came on a few weeks ago, and we were talking about, you know, what is the future of book discovery? Like, how do you figure out what you're going to read for the summer if you can't pick up The Washington Post anymore and look, you know, find a list of books? What do you think? How are we going to find books in the future?
Yeah, part of it is, how do you get word of mouth? Literally, word of mouth. And programs like yours are really important as we talk about books. But whenever I do events, whether they're speeches, whether they're in bookstores, whether they're offsite at libraries, I always make sure that I end the question and answer with a stack of books, either literal, if I'm in a store, or metaphoric. These are books that I really want you to talk about with your friends. These are books I want you to talk about with your book groups. And while we've lost most of our book review print platforms, we have so many influencers. And sometimes they're huge influencers like Oprah and Jenna and Reese. And sometimes they are smaller influencers who simply have 10,000 or 15,000 followers on Instagram. And I love the way booksellers dominate book talk and TikTok. They're having so much fun, and they are being really silly, and they're reminding us that books can be fun, and they're championing stories.
If you're just joining us, I'm Rachel Barenbaum. You're listening to Check This Out from New Hampshire Public Radio, and we are talking to Chris Bojalian for our sizzling summer recommendation show. Chris, do you have another book recommendation for the summer for us?
I do. Single Girls by John Searles. John spent years as an editor at Cosmopolitan, and he has brought back to life Helen Gurley Brown, who resurrected the magazine from the dead in the 1960s and revolutionized what a magazine could be for young women. But it's not merely a reimagining of Brown's remarkable life. It's a time machine back to the 1960s when, perhaps for the very first time, single girls could walk with pride and be themselves instead of merely someone's wife or someone's mom. It's just a delight. But it's also really important to remind us of the place of women 60 years ago and how far and how hard women have had to work to even get 78 cents on the dollar compared to men. And it is Single Girls by John Searles, published early July.
Yes, that book sounds incredible. All right, I'm also adding that. I think often it is easy to look around and say, this is the way life is. Chris, you do so much reading on a regular basis. How does that fit into your schedule as a writer?
Well, I've always got at least three books going, it seems. For example, I've got whatever the audiobook is I am listening to while I'm walking my dog, you know, especially if we're in the woods or in the meadows and fields. And then there are the hardcover books that I read in bed and in the bathtub. I can read in the bathtub for hours. A perfect Sunday for me is to ride my bike for 35 to 50 miles, be home by 4 in the afternoon, and to read in the tub until 6 or 7 and hang out in the screened-in porch watching the sunset with my lovely bride and my dog and cats.
That sounds like an amazing day. I have to say to everybody listening who is local, watch out for your local bookstores because Chris is known to bike New England, right? And visiting local bookstores. And of course, when he's there, I've seen some of your fantastic videos of the books that you love that are being featured in those stores. If you're just joining me, I'm Rachel Barenbaum. We are talking to Chris Bojalian. Chris, you of course have your next book coming out. I think you said this is number 26. I'm sorry, I can't keep count. I can't keep up. Tell us about The Amateur. Tell us about this new book you have coming out.
Oh, my new book arrives August 4th. It is called The Amateur. I wrote in an alchemic frenzy of 90 days in the summer of 2024. Imagine you are an 18-year-old LPGA aspirant, a great female golfer in 1978, and before you go to Yale, you drive a golf ball through the practice net at your swank country club, accidentally killing a classmate and caddy. And your life unravels, and instead of going to college, you are suddenly going to punk rock clubs in New York City and doing way too much cocaine. Your life unravels, and the community turns against you. And suddenly all of these affairs you've had with older married men, predatory men, come to light. And before you know it, you are on trial for involuntary manslaughter.
Wow. Sounds super personal.
I never played golf seriously, but I was a caddy for summers. And I was fascinated even back in the day by the way the men would talk when they didn't think the caddy was listening.
Wow. What kinds of things would they talk about?
They would talk about their wives. They would talk about their children. And among the things that struck me was their attitudes toward their wives, their attitudes toward the women they worked with, and the different expectations they had for their daughters compared to their sons.
Ought to be a fly on the wall for those.
Imagine if your life changes in one moment. A piece of string at a practice net, a golf ball, and one drive, and it all comes apart.
You know, I have to say this is part of why I really love books, because it gives us the chance to slow down and recognize that one moment, because lives change on a single moment, a single decision. Like, you don't even realize you've made it sometimes. And then all of a sudden you're on a different path. And novels are what I think it takes to really look at that, right? That's the only way we slow down enough to recognize it. Thank God for books.
Thank God for books. Some other books I didn't talk about that I just happened to love, if you're looking for books, Vera Coco by Andrew Sean Greer, and Daniel Mason's forthcoming book, Country People, which is one of the great send-ups of Vermonters I've read.
Chris Bojalian, thank you so much for joining me here on Check This Out.
Thank you, Rachel. Great to be back on NHPR.
I'm Rachel Barenbaum. You're listening to Check This Out. I just want to offer a couple more books that I am super excited about. We have New Hampshire local Julie Carrick Dalton. She's coming out with The Forest Becomes Her. Don't miss that book. Another one of my favorite authors is publishing this summer, Laura Zigman. Her newest book is The Author Weekend. The Devil Wears Prada meets The White Lotus is how it's described. That's The Author Weekend by Laura Zigman. I'm Rachel Barenbaum. You're listening to Check This Out from New Hampshire Public Radio. And today is our very special sizzling summer recommendations show. My next recommendation is by a local New Hampshire author. She's from Hanover, New Hampshire. The book is called The Given Up Girl, and it's by Ellen Rockmore. Ellen actually teaches expository writing at Dartmouth. Her debut takes us back to 1969, a moment that is often romanticized, which I love-hate, but Ellen reminds us that all the free love and rock and roll has very real limits. The novel, The Given Up Girl, follows a college student whose future is thrown into question with an unplanned pregnancy at a time when abortion was still illegal. It's not a novel that's just about reproductive rights or abortion. It's really about friendship, impossible decisions, and how just one quick moment, one decision can change your entire life. What I especially loved about this story, The Given Up Girl, is that it doesn't end in 1969. 20 years later, the main character is a successful lawyer, and she sets out to find the daughter that she gave up. That's The Given Up Girl by Ellen Rockmore. Now we're going to Zibby Owens. Zibby, I'm so excited to have you back on the show. I always love talking about books with you.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Give us a sizzling summer recommendation.
Yes. Okay. On August 4th, this book is coming out. So mark your calendars. It's called When Lemons Give You Life by Anna Johnston. Her last book was adapted by Netflix. It's in the process. And this book I could not put down. It has so many twists and turns. I couldn't believe it. But really, it's a character-driven novel about an older man who is in a nursing home, and we don't exactly know why he's there. Lots of surprises come. And it's about how when he was feeling at his most down, he rediscovered his love of cooking. He's a Michelin-starred chef, and it ends up saving his life. It also connects him to all sorts of people in the nursing home. It's also about what you do when someone in your family is ill. It has so many different themes, and ultimately, it's empowering and uplifting, and it makes you want to eat a great meal and hug someone that you love. So that's Anna Johnston's When Lemons Give You Life.
When Lemons Give You Life. Okay, so is it funny? I mean, obviously, there's some really serious themes in there, but were you laughing?
She's Australian and has that sort of Australian sensibility and sense of humor. So it's very witty and clever. It's not laugh out loud funny, but it is definitely so smart the way everything is weaved in. I wasn't expecting. It turns out when I interviewed Anna, she told me that she based it on the model of a crime thriller, except all feel good.
Wait, how do you do that? How do you do a crime thriller feel good?
I know, because I asked her, I was like, how did you make this so incredibly propulsive? Because it all the twists and the turns, and like I was flipping pages like mad. And she said she follows like a formula about what you need to do to write a really propulsive crime thriller, but she didn't have any, it wasn't a crime thriller. It was about just life. So it's really cool, very original. And the setting of the nursing home is just amazing. And at the end, there's a whole activist thing. Like, I want to go in and improve every nursing home in the world. So it's mobilizing in a way as well.
Okay, that's Anna Johnston, When Lemons Give You Life. I'm in. I'll pick it up. All right, Zibby, let's keep going. Do you have another sizzling summer recommendation for us?
I do. And as I'm realizing, my recommendations come from all over the globe because Anna is Australian. Our next author is British, Jane Costello's 40 Love, which I also published. I just have to disclose. But I love this author so much. It's about a woman named Jules, whose only daughter is leaving the nest and going off on all of her own fun adventures. So she decides to take up tennis again. And as she does so, she runs into an old flame of hers. And I won't give anything away, but let's just say there are a few rather steamy scenes that take place in assorted places, like perhaps a tennis shed. But anyway, it's really about her relationship with her gay brother, her best friends, one of whom has just overcome breast cancer. And it's about what to do with the rest of your life. Jules is a widow. Her husband had died years and years ago. And she had never really given herself permission to fall in love and take the next step in life. And this is about making the best use of the time that we have and just allowing yourself permission to have joy seep into areas that have seemed closed off for many years. So it's uplifting and funny and a little blush-inducing at times, but ultimately a feel-good summer beach read. And that's 40 Love by Jane Costello.
40 Love, I love the title.
Yes. And can I just say that prior to getting this across my desk, so to speak, as a submission, I had written a book called 40 Love, which had been rejected. And I had always wanted to write it because I fell in love again at 40 with someone in the tennis world. So I had written a whole novel about it and a memoir and a novel and, you know, the way things go, and had had to put it aside. So then this came in and I was like, oh, my gosh, well, this is so much better than the one that I wrote.
I don't believe that. But also, that was totally my next question. I was like, didn't you write a book called 40 Love?
I did. And in fact, one of my oldest friends, like, passed me on the sidewalk in New York City and was like, you did it, 40 Love. I'm so excited for you. I was like, no, I'm publishing it. I didn't actually sell my book. And she's like, oh, okay. Well, sorry. But it's okay. It all worked out the way it was supposed to.
But that's one of the things about titles is they're not copyrightable. So you can have many books also with the same title. People often don't know that. You can reuse titles. It's crazy, but you can. If you're just joining us, I'm Rachel Barenbaum. You're listening to Check This Out. And my guest right now is Zibby Owens. We are talking about sizzling summer recommendations. Zibby, do you have one more for us?
So my next recommendation is by Robin Lee. It's called Crash Into Me. And Robin is also the author of The Idea of You, which was also a great novel, but became a huge movie with Anne Hathaway that if you have not seen, you must. It is clever and smart and amazing. But I'm not here to recommend movies. That's just a bonus. Her new book is Crash Into Me. And this tells a story of two women, in particular, a mom in Los Angeles who is Black and is in the very sort of rarefied, mostly white world of Brentwood, California. And it's about how she navigates not only that surrounding, but also what happens when she ends up reuniting with an old lost love. It sounds like this is my theme for all these books, but actually this wasn't a lost love of hers, but someone she had always been fascinated by and really wanted to get to know. And now suddenly she has the opportunity and ends up completely changing her life. It's about photography, the way we see the world, what we do with all these feelings of lust and identity and who we are, especially as we get older. And all of these things are wrapped up in an incredibly compelling, more literary, immersive deep dive into relationships and what really makes us tick. And that's Robin Lee's Crash Into Me.
Zibby, I'm so happy you brought that book up because I absolutely loved it. When I got the copy a few months ago, I dropped everything to read it because I loved The Idea of You, the book and the movie. Like, I thought the movie was perfectly cast and just like perfection.
I agree. Couldn't agree more.
Yeah. So this was like an automatic read for me.
It was. And Robin, the author, lives in Paris. And the book also is a debate about living in Paris versus LA and what does she want to do? So I feel this completes my triumvirate here of Australia, UK, and now France. All perfect reads for your American New Hampshire summer, wherever you're listening.
I mean, that's perfect, right? I mean, we literally read books to take us somewhere else. So that's why we're here on Check This Out.
You know, I mean, the whole idea of a book sounds preposterous. Like, here, take this thing filled with paper and like random black and white words and just don't move. Just like sit there with your eyes on it and read it for hours. Like, it just sounds like people would be like, yeah, no, I'm never going to do that. I don't even want to watch an Instagram video for more than 20 seconds. So reading is just magic. It really is.
Zibby Owens, thank you so much for joining me here on Check This Out.
Rachel, thank you so much for having me.
I'm Rachel Barenbaum. You're listening to Check This Out from New Hampshire Public Radio. This is our sizzling summer recommendation show. Here are three more books by local authors that you should not miss this summer. We have Christine Murphy's Notes on Surviving the Fire is coming out in paperback. Another book that I would for the summer is What Remains of You. It's by Kimberly Hensel Lawrence. She is a local author and I love this. This is her debut. It's about a widow's discovery of her husband's devastating past. Enough said, that's What Remains of You by Kimberly Hensel Lawrence. And one more is Last Night at the Disco by Lisa Borders. All local authors. We're going to list these all on the website. You can go to nhpr.org and look at them and learn more about each of those books. My next guest is Sarah McLean, author and podcaster of Fated Mates. Sarah, welcome back to Check This Out.
I'm so happy to be back. Thanks for having me.
And Sarah, I understand that not only do you love coming to New Hampshire, but you love going to Fun Spot.
Yeah, when I was a kid, I grew up in Rhode Island, but my parents had this very cute little house in Ashland, New Hampshire, which is right near Plymouth and, you know, right around the corner from Meredith. And yeah.
Who doesn't love Fun Spot? So, Sarah, what do you have for us? What's a book we should be reading this summer?
My favorite read of the year so far is a book called Every Version of You by Natalie Messier. It comes out in July. It is, I expect you will see it kind of everywhere. Natalie's a debut romance novelist. This book is so electric. It has kind of a layer of speculative fiction in it. The premise is that the heroine has been in love with her best friend from college for since college. He is married to another woman, and it begins with her at a dinner party at their home where they announce that they're having a child. And the heroine thinks, well, this is it. Like, I'm any hope that I ever had that, like, at some point maybe it would happen, it's definitely not going to happen. She gets into it with her kind of longtime nemesis, who is their other friend that night, gets into a car angry, goes, drives away and hits a tree and dies. This is all chapter one. She wakes up in a kind of waiting room experience where a person is there and says, you died with a lot of regret. You get to choose the point where you can return. You get to do over. You get to go back, pick any time in your life, and start again, and you'll have all your own memories. And there are a few other rules. She chooses the first day of college, which is when she met her best friend, with the intention of getting him to fall in love with her instead. Of course, what she doesn't realize is that that is also the first day she met her nemesis from that dinner party. And so the romance rolls out from there. It's really delicious, but it is possibly the most romantic book I've read in the last few years. The writing is on point. There is a really beautiful third act to this book that is going to just give you every feeling. And that's Every Version of You by Natalie Messier.
Sarah, that book just sounds amazing. And you actually recommended her before. You recommended this book to me earlier. So hopefully we'll be talking to Natalie in the fall. We'll see how that goes. Sarah, do you have another book? I mean, I'm imagining you have a huge TBR and just read, you know, piles of books all around you. So can you choose another to recommend for summer reading?
Oh, I do. I have another book that's coming out, I think also in July. It's called Lady X by Molly Fader. Now, Molly writes romance under, she writes under multiple names. Molly Fader is her kind of women's fiction, commercial fiction name, but she also writes, romance under other names. And every one of her books has a sort of thread of romance through it. But this one, man, Lady X just hit exactly what I needed to be reading in 2026. It's told in dual timelines. The first timeline is New York City, 1977. This is kind of the big infamous summer of New York City, the summer of Sam. It's three women, and one of them is assaulted, and the police don't respond in any way. They're just sort of like, well, welcome to being a woman in the world. And she and her friends are kind of shocked by this and astounded that nothing has happened. And so they decide to take matters into their own hands. And they essentially start a vigilante girl gang in 1977. They go after bad men, and they sign all of their work as Lady X. And copycats start to appear, and it becomes a real, like, movement of, you know, feminist activism and vandalism and vigilanteism. Cut to Los Angeles, 2024, and there's our main, you know, our present day narrator has, like, escaped the world because her husband is a dirtbag. And she discovers that he's been harassing women. she basically goes home to her hometown and discovers a box that's filled with evidence that Lady X is somehow related to her life, or these women are somehow related to her. And so it's this, like, great mystery. There's a little bit of a romance. There's a real sense of, like, rage in this book. And I'm pretty obsessed with it. I think Molly's a tremendous author, and I really adore this book.
That sounds incredible. I'm all in.
Yeah, it's a great summer read.
If you're just joining us, I'm Rachel Barenbaum. You're listening to Check This Out from New Hampshire Public Radio, and we are talking to Sarah McLean for some sizzling summer recommendations for book reads. Sarah, do you have another for us?
I do. I want to talk about historical romance because it's definitely historical is having a little bit of a renaissance this summer. There are a few really great historicals coming out, but possibly my favorite new historical author is a woman named Rachel Griffiths. Her first book, The Trouble with Anna, came out last summer. This is the second book in that series. It's called Just for the Season. It's a Regency era, so think Bridgerton, but The Bachelorette. And it's very fun. It's very rompy. The heroine, Charlotte, has broken kind of every rule in London, in the Regency, and she is chaos incarnate. And then she, at some point, goes a little too far, stumbles into a pretty serious scandal, and is told by her father that, like, she has to marry. I think her father and the Queen of England both say she has to marry. So when maybe you could ignore your father, but, like, you can't ignore the Queen of England. So she ends up at a country house party, a classic summer location filled with bachelors, the most eligible bachelors in England. And, you know, there's, like, a kind of dramatic artist who, you know, loves to poetry at her, a Russian prince, kind of wealthy men everywhere, and her brother's best friend, who is a duke, but also has, you know, is there strictly to make sure that Charlotte doesn't make a mess of things. Of course, it turns out that he makes a mess of things and the two of them fall in love. And it's really, really fun. If you love historical in any way, if you love Bridgerton, if you love, you know, only one bed situations, there is a lack of beds in this book that will give you a lot of joy. So that's Just for the Season by Rachel Griffiths.
And it seems if you also love brother's best friend trope, it's all in there.
Exactly.
That book sounds awesome. Sarah, do you have any? What's your next book that's coming out?
My next book is called Mastermind. It's the last in my Hell's Bell series, which is also a series about vigilante girl gangs. But it's so, I mean, that Lady X book was destined to be one of my favorites of the year. It's set in Victorian London. I've written four in the series, and it's basically about a, you know, Victorian vigilante girl gang. The heroine of this book is the leader of the gang. So we've seen three of the other gang members, like, find love and, you know, vanquish their enemies. And now it's time for, you know, the woman who always has a plan to have her plan upended. And that's coming out. That doesn't come out, actually, until early next year, March. And that's Mastermind.
I can't wait. I'm ready for it. Thank you so much for joining me here on Check This Out.
Thanks for having me, Rachel. And thanks, New Hampshire. Have a great summer.
Maybe I'll see you at Fun Spot.
Yeah. I want to go to Fun Spot again. Play some Knockdown Clown. They had, like, a wild wall of skee balls. 300 tickets to win a pencil.
Yes, and I was getting that pencil. Another book that I'm really excited about for this summer is called Last Scene. It's by Christopher Castellani. Some of you might know Chris Castellani. He's a local author, and he wrote one of the best books I absolutely loved, Leading Men. That came out a few years ago. That was all about the incredible love story between Tennessee Williams and his very longtime partner, Frank Merlo. I loved that book so much. And his newest novel, Last Scene, just came out. It's immersive. It has the voices of four boys from the dead. They've been killed. It has this really intricate structure. It's been described as really the God of the Woods by Liz Moore, sort of combined with Alice Siebel's The Lovely Bones. Last Scene by Christopher Castellani. Okay, another book that I'm really, really excited about is Murder Your Darlings by Jenna Blum. This is her first foray into a sort of murder mystery, Murder Your Darlings, there we go. And it's for every woman who's ever fallen for a bad man. Tons of ideas for summer reading, and you'll find a list of all the books we mention on our website at nhpr.org. I'm Rachel Barenbaum, author of the novels A Bend in the Stars and Atomic Anna. Check this out as a partnership between New Hampshire Public Radio and the Penn Faulkner Foundation. Our producer is Jessica Hunt, and NHPR's program director is Emily Quirk. Our partner, the Penn Faulkner Foundation's mission, is to champion the breadth and power of fiction in America. This show is sponsored by CNS Wholesale Grocers Family of Companies, the podcast Totally Booked with Zibby and Zibby's Bookshop, and the Jack and Dorothy Byrne Foundation. Remember to go to your local library or bookstore and check out all the books we're talking about this season. Thanks for listening. Read on.